Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi, Yoma Daf Mem Gimel, in the edition of the Art School edition, and we are on Lamed Tesman Aleph towards the bottom in the other edition, the Oz V'Hadar, and we're just right after the Mishnah that discussed what happens with the Seir La'azazel, also called the Seir Mishtaleach. Just to mention, the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra discuss what kind of getting into the Seir La'azazel, what kind of carbon is this? The Gemara has a lashon of pushing it off, letzuk, is like the shechita. Like the shechita, but it's a very unusual type of avoda. At least the paraduma is shechted. It's shechted on harazesim, but it's shechted. But this Seir La'azazel just pushed off the cliff. Very unusual. So the Ibn Ezra says, Amar Rav Shmuel, Aval pi shekasav b'seir achata shu l'ashem, gam seir mishtaleach hu l'ashem. He quotes one of the Gaonim that says, it's also a different kind of Lashem. But says the Ibn Ezra, Ve'ein Sarech, right? Ve'ein Sarech, Ye Mishtaleach, Einenu Karbon. It's not a Karbon. Shalo Yishchot. Kilo Yishchot. It's not Shechted. It's not Shechted. Says Ibn Ezra, it's not a Karbon. Ve'im Yechota Lahavin Hasod, Shu Achar Milas Azazel. So here he says, if you could understand the secret that is behind Azazel, Teda Sodo Vesod Shmo. You'll know the secret if you can understand Azazel. Ki yesh lo chaverim b'mikra. Right? He says there are other words that are similar to Azazel. Okay. Va'ani agala l'cha ksas sod b'remez. I will reveal to you a little bit of the secret. B'yotcha ben shloshim v'shalosh. Teda enu. Which Pasha Pshat sounds like when you're 33. B'yotcha ben shloshim v'shalosh. When you're 33, teda enu. Right? Then you'll know it. But it's shloshim v'shalosh, that's lashon nekeva, right? It should say, shloshim v'shalosh, but it's unclear what he's talking about. 33, after 33, I've heard of 40 maybe, but the Ramban says, v'hine Rabbi Avraham ne'eman ruach machase davar, v'ani arachil megales sodo. I'm going to be the rachel, I'm going to be the tattler, and I'm going to give up his secret, he says. Count 33 psukim from the word Azazel. Count 33 psukim from the word Azazel, and you get to the pasuk of Velo yizbechu od ezivchehem lasseirim. Right? Don't give karbanos to the angels and the seirim. That's what this is. 33 psukim later, says the Ramban, that's what he's alluding to. Hayanosnim lesamael shochad biyom kipurim shalavatos karbanam. Some type of a gift to the power. So the Ramban says this is not a chas v'shalom, a carbon to an avodah zara. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all of these powers under him. And he says, give this to that power today as part of the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not chas v'shalom serving anything else. He says, it's like a king, the Ramban gives a mashal, like a king who says, you know, give that to my vice. Give that to my junior, you know, representative. Ve'ena kavana b'sir mishtalech shi'ya karban me'itanu elav chalila, says the Ramban, aval shetia kavana seinu lasos rason barenu shetzivanu kach. Hashem told us to do this, even though we don't understand fully why. V'amashal bazeh, kimisha asa suda la'adon, you make a suda for a king, v'tziva adon esa isha osa suda, and the adon commands the person making the meal, tein mana achas la'avdi ploni. Could you give one mana to my servant? She'ena osa hasuda nosin klum le'eved hahu. V'lo lechvodo ya'ase imo, rak hakol nasan la'adon. V'ha'adon nosin pras la'avdo. V'shamar zeh mitzvaso, v'asa lechavad adon asher tzivo. And the person gives the servant a portion. V'anam ha'adon lechem lato abala suda, ratza shi'u kol avadav nanin mimena. The king wants all of his servants to benefit from this meal, including the eved, the lowly eved. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants the Samael to get a little benefit also. She is Saper, maybe taste a little bit of what Yom Kippur is about. She is Saper v'shivcho v'lo b'gnuso v'zeh tam ba'au ha'goralos. And he says, Shneem matana l'Hashem, v'hu nasam mehem la'avdo achilek sheyovalo meitz Hashem, hu hipalem goral v'yado sh'a. Hashem decided, that's the goral message. Hashem decided which one is going to go. Fine. But then he says, afterwards, he says, obviously this also is in the world of Chok, along with Shatnez, Para Aduma, Vichulu. Okay, that's the Ramban. A lot of depths, a lot of secrets to this carbon, but that's what we're in now. The Seir Mishaleach, the Seir La'azazel. So the Mishnah said that we send it out with the man, And the pasuk says, now at the beginning of the Gemara, where we're up to, v'shalach biad ish lahakshir es hazar. You send it with a man, that's being makshir, even a zar. Right? The Mishnah said, the minhag is to send that with kohanim. But even a zar is kosher. It's not a real avoda in that way. Iti, it's called an ish iti, sheyehei asid. What does it mean, sheyehei asid? That, but he should be prepared. The Karban Eidah says, muchan lekach. Kimo, the pasuk in Megillas Esther, lios asidim layom hazeh. Be prepared for this day. So asid sometimes can be prepared. E.T. also, it teaches us, shehi mezuman. Right, has to be appointed yesterday from Bezdin. Has to be prepared, he has to prepare himself, and he has to be appointed. The Gemara says those are kind of the same thing, we'll see. E.T. af b'Shabbos. Af b'Shabbos, even when if one has to be docha Shabbos in this halacha, you do it. Karban Eidah, afilu haya hasir chole, if the seer gets sick and can't walk, markifo aktefo. Right, you put it on his shoulder, the ish E.T. takes it on his shoulders. E.T. af betuma. Even betuma. What is even betuma? Even if the kohen, or the person, the ish E.T. is tameh, afilu nitma hamishaleach, says the Karban Eidah, he goes into the azara to get the seer, and then he goes out. If you look in Rav Sternbach, in the Ma'adim Muzmanim, in Aleph Ayin Beis, he quotes this halacha about af b'Shabbos, and he says, it's interesting, if you look at the Gemara, in the Bavli also has it, that the Seir B'Shalech is Docha Shabbos, and the maskana there is that, you're like the Karban Eidah just quoted, you could put the animal on your shoulders, which is the Isser of Hotza, the Isser of Hotza. So he asked the Ma'adim Muzmanim, quoting the Mefarshim, what do you have to say, oh, if he gets sick, that's what's Docha Shabbos, if you carry it, and what about pushing it off the cliff? Killing. Shechita is a malacha on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So what do you have to wait for the, what do you have to say? No, it's the halicha. It's because, and we just said, it's only the halicha if it gets sick. A normal case. If it doesn't get sick, there's a malacha done. So it suggests Rav Sternbach, based on other sources also, maybe the taking it out to the midbar, that's what's ma'akev. But even if it never gets pushed off the cliff, is that ma'akev the avoda? That's what he suggests. Nicha, shebe'emes, techiyas, latzuk, inu, ala mitzvah, lachadchila. Vavi, kamo, it's the gemar. Kamo haktara, she'eno docha, ela bebnei, shekfar dachta, shchita v'zrika. Haktara, simurin is docha, only because it's the gemar of the earlier avodas, which were docha. So, achanami, la'achar, deshari, iser, hotza'a, lahaviyah, latzuk. If hotza'a is mutter, af ilo hotzi, sharina, nami, adachia. Avalim, ein, heter, ela, betchia, lachud, lazela, sharina, Balacha, the tchiyah wouldn't have been doche itself. So again, you've got to research that with the other rayas, but the taking it out to the midbar is ma'akev, but not the pushing off, as we'll see. Even if the animal doesn't die, you know, you try to kill it, but even if it doesn't die, it won't be ma'akev. Let's continue. So the Gemara says, lo hu asid hu mezuman? Don't those two things mean the same thing? To be prepared? Hu asid hu mezuman? Ela shalo yishalchenu biyad shnayim. Okay, you're right. One of them is to be prepared. One of them is only one, not two. You only send one person out. Ish et, not two. Shilchu biyat shnayim. So the Gemara says, what if you send two? You didn't need to. What if you don't do? There's a special din that the one who's osek in the Sir Mishtaleach, he is metame, is begadim. Special din, tumas begadim. So the question is, what if you send two? Are they both metame begadim? You didn't need one of them. But are they both or only one of them? Shilcho biyat shnayim, maushi itami begadim. So nishminim and adob, why don't you learn from the following drasha? V'ha mishaleach, lo, mishaleach as a mishaleach. Only the mishaleach, only the one that's sent out is mitami begadim, but not the one who sends out the one who's sent out, meaning the going on though. The question is though, that's pashit. Why should the sender outer of the sender outer be tame? So like Mara says, it must mean this. Hada amra shilcho biyat shnayim inu matami begadim. It must be teaching us only the one who sent out, one who sent out, but not two. And only one is going to be matami begadim. The problem is, if you don't know which one is the one, then they're both going to be matami begadim, be suffic. But that's the, cause you don't know exactly which one, it would be. So just each one would be tami misafik, because not, rather than saying eat both of them would be matami vadai. Each one of them would be matami suffic because it's really only one of them. Good. Barach, terach halicha. What if as the Kohen, let's assume, is taking it out, it runs away. It runs away, and then he catches up to it, and then he starts leading it back to the cliff. So in that walk, after he catches up to it towards the cliff, barach, terach halicha, matami begadim. So that's part of the halicha, and that would be matami begadim. That's called halicha. Derach hazara, but what happens if if you pushed it off the cliff and it didn't die, and then you went to find it and grab it and then kill it afterwards, that extra going, that's not matami, because you've done everything that you have to do. Right? This sounds like the tchila tzuk is part of the avoda, not like the, or if Schoenbach said, tera chazira ina matami begadim. Period. Shalosh Rebbe Eliezer. They asked Rebbe Eliezer three questions, and as we'll see, he kind of pushed them off and was very evasive and didn't give them an answer. Shalosh Rebbe Eliezer. Chala hashaliach. What happens if the shliach gets sick? The shliach gets sick, what do you do? Can you switch? Can you switch the ishiti in the middle? Amar lahan, kach tuhu b'shalom. Go in peace. So what's he saying by go in peace? So it sounds like he's just like blowing them off. Not give an answer. You might say, the Ritva talks about this, maybe there's a deeper idea here. Maybe you say go in peace, that don't worry about it, he's never going to get sick. He always goes in peace. That's an idea that is mentioned by some of the Rishonim, that Rebbe Eliezer is saying, what kind of question is that? It never happened. It never happened. He will always be in peace. Next question. Imchala hamishtaleach. If the goat gets sick, what do you do? Amar lahen, he says, yachalu liton eschem b'li. What do you mean? It could carry me and you. So again, he might just be being sarcastic, or maybe he's alluding to the idea of it was always robust and healthy and it never got sick. Maybe that's what he's saying. Dach yevelo meis. What if you pushed it off and it didn't die? Amar lahen, kach yu oyvei hashamayim. So to all my enemies. Again, what does that mean? Maybe it means go find it and kill it, just like you have to do for all your enemies if they're still your enemies. So all these questions, all these statements, maybe you could understand in a deeper way, or maybe not. So says the Gemara. Lo shayi Rebbe Eliezer mafligan. Don't think he was just pushing them off. But he never said anything that he didn't hear from his rabbis. That's why. He wasn't pushing off. So what does it mean? It means he was pushing them off. You look in the Sfas Emes here. He was pushing them off. What does this mean? No, it means exactly what we just said. The Sfas Emes says, you might have interpreted his words as a deeper idea. Oh, he really means? And what the Gemara is saying here is that he didn't mean any of those deeper ideas. He was, says the Sfas Emes. Tamua, mikom makom, iflingim advarim. He was pushing them off, right? The same story appears in the Bavli. The Yeshlomar kach, dolo tema, don't say, shebetshuvosav hifligon bedvarim amukim. Don't say he was answering deep ideas. Klomar, she shivlahem balashan muflag v'amok bechachma, she nechlal bedvarav tshuva al she'elosehem. Don't say that. Don't say he was being maflig bedvarim, and the Sfas Emes says that means he was being very deep. No, rak shlo heishalem klum. Really, he just didn't answer. That's how we should interpret this. Don't understand this as deep hints. That's the Sfas Emes. But then the Sfas Emes continues and says, what, he wouldn't say anything? Look all over Shas. He says plenty of things. He says plenty of things. Rebbe Eliezer says plenty of things that he didn't say the name of his Rebbe. So the Sfas Emes says it means bechayehem. In the life of his Rebbeim, he never spoke. Even at a time when he could have spoken, right? The Gemara says that not supposed to pop more halacha b'fnei rabo, but if it's on the other side of the world and you're a bar samcha, but says the Sfas Emes, maybe he was machmer in that. Davka kashaya od rabom kayam manu atzma mize atam kavod harav. The abba makam shayu mutar in mivasa din. Even if he was mutter, technically nagu atzmam chumrzu. Aval acher misasim beemes horu v'danu. But afterwards, for sure, it was. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levis has a different idea. He says, no. That's all very difficult to say. All of those psukim that Eliezer gave was only after his Rebbeim died. And he says, it is even more difficult because there's an avos. The Gemara says also in Sukkah, Chavches, in the Bavli. Lo amarti, Rebbe Eliezer said about himself, lo amarti davar shlo shamati mipi Rebbe me'olam. The problem is in avos Rebbe Nasan, in the sixth parak, it says that Rebbe Eliezer darshin things shlo shamatan ozen me'olam, that ears never heard before. So it sounds like he darshaned very new things. So how could one chazal say that he never darshaned anything he never heard from his rabbis? And the second, the other chazal say that no, he, things that he darshaned nobody ever heard of. So says Chaim Shmuel Levis, it's in Mamer Mem Aleph. This Mamer is was given on the Yom HaZikaron of Rav Yerucham Levavitz. Yom HaZikaron. It's titled Rav V'Talmud. And there he has two ideas about Rav and Talmud. This is the second idea. So he quotes this question. Vinyan Tamua. Somebody asked him a kasha, he would never answer the question. I bust him a chalav, I didn't hear that from my Rebbe. that fork? No, I only heard the other one. Like, what does that mean? And then the other Temua, and the Yosef Temua, yes, the Stira. He says, and but he said, based on what I've said, this is the answer. Devadai Darash Abeliezer, Upasak Dvarim, Shlosh Shamata, Noza Miolam. He definitely said new things. But he always first thought, what would my Rebbe say in this situation? And even if he never heard it from his Rebbe, he could surmise what my Rebbe would say in this situation and say that, and that was considered not saying something that I never heard from my Rebbe. Ela Shalohaya Doresh Umotzias Hadin, Terem Shaya Borurlo, Va'amad Bedaito, Shekachaya Rabba Omer. This is what my Rebbe would have said. Vekachaya Rabba Posek as Hadin. V'lochein Omer Al Atzmo. If I have no idea what my Rebbe would say in a certain situation, then I won't paskin. But if I would have an idea, even if I didn't hear it from them, of course I would paskin. He says, and that's what Talmidim are all different than their Rebbeim. But they have to have that connection. What would the Rebbe say in this situation? And that's what he writes. Hatalman Mekabal Menarav Chush Zeh Shel Reach HaEmes. Bahavana Satora Vidibre Chazal. A Talmud gets from a Rebbe a chush, he says, a feeling of smelling the truth. Reacha emes, in understanding Torah and Chazal. Umishum Kane. Af im ein a Talmud yachol lahasik as Torah's Rabbo. Even if the Talmud cannot fathom and can't be on the level of the Rebbe. Mishum hamercha ka'atsum shebeinehem, because of the great spiritual distance between them. Mikomakom uchash benafsho mahaya Rabbo omer. But he feels what his Rebbe would say. Sometimes Talmidim give shir, you know, very different than their Rebbeim, but the Yesodos are there. The Yesodos of what my Rebbe would say. V'zochal akabal as derech halimut shal rabo k'fi dargasov avanaso v'yad rabo kach nira talmud amiti sheyodea lachavein mahaya rabo omer af bedavar shlo shama meimenu. That's the great student, not just a parrot to spit back, but to be able to say, well, what would my Rebbe say in this situation? That means you really got the derech of the Rebbe. You really got the Yesodos, and you could apply to new places. And that's what he says about Rav Yeruchim. V'zoi sadarko shal rabbeinu, l'lamdeinu as hashkafa, amitis b'divrei chazal, v'lamrosha talmud lomeidu mafareisha tzadvar me'atzma api darko, even though every student explains this in his own way, mikol makom einu zaz minukudas mabato shal harav. But it doesn't move from the root of the Rebbe. And that's what what Rebbe Eliezer, when the Gemara says, he never says anything they didn't hear from his Rebbe, that's what it could mean. Okay. So, anyway, Rebbe Eliezer did not give any answers to these questions, but the Chachamim did. The Chachamim omrim, chala shliach mishalcho b'yad acher, you could switch in the middle, chala mishtaleach markiva lachamar, right, you carry the animal, and that's the Dechiyah Shabbos, Dechaya v'lo meis, yorinach revu mamiso, and if you pushed it and it didn't die, then go follow it and kill it when you catch up to it. Okay, so now we had a little bit about Shimon HaTzadik earlier, so now we have the more lengthy brisa about pre and post. Kol yamim shayi Shimon HaTzadik kayam, all the days that Shimon HaTzadik was alive, and the Kohen Gadol lo haya magia lemachzis ahar, ad shenaseh varmi varim, then the Anna the seer would get broken up into limbs by the time he got halfway down. Very quickly. And often, after Shimon HaTzadik died, it would be pushed off the cliff and survive. And run, Vasarkayin Ochlanoso. And the people who lived out there in the desert, the Karbonator says, the Gazlanim, Shoya by Midbar, they used to eat it. Meaning, and it's clear that it was a better simin. It's a better simin if the animal is dead by the time it gets down there and it's spread out. And the Sefer HaChinuch on the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash, Mitzvah Sadihei discusses different symbolisms of karbanos, and karbanos are about supposed to mirror us. And he speaks there specifically about the shattering of the animal, nothing left. He says even if you burn an animal, sometimes there's some things that are left. But the message for the Sir Lazazel, says the Chinuch, is like the Rishayim. There's not going to be anything left, and that's why in our Chataim, hopefully there'll be nothing left. Be nothing left of our sins on Yom Kippur, and that's the message says the Sefer HaChinuch. But there won't be anything left, and that's the, if when things are, when it's totally, you know, merusak, so that's better for the symbolism. Next. As long as Shimon HaTzadik was there, the Lashem went up in the right hand, which is a simin tov. Mishameh shem not tzadik, pamim yamin upamim mismol. And afterwards, it depends. Sometimes this, sometimes that. Kol yam shem mishem not tzadik kai, yamayah ner maravi dolek. All the times that shem not tzadik was alive, the western candle was always lit. When the Kohen went in, doesn't beat the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen went in every day to clean out and light. The west one was always lit. That one never went out. Which is the west one? That's Akasha. Right, that's a question. Is it the middle one? Is it Mamish the West one? Different days. Mishameshim and Atzadik, Pamim Ba Kabo Bahim Dalak. Sometimes it was extinguished, sometimes it was lit. Kal Yamim Shahishim and Sadik, Kayama Yalash and Shazoris Malbin. All the days of Shem and Atzadik, the ribbon used to turn white. Like we know it was red and it turned white. It was tied onto the horns and on the rock. Mishameshim and Atzadik, Pamim Malbin, Pamim Madim. But after Shem and Atzadik, sometimes it didn't turn white. Sometimes it became even more red than it was. Madim. Kol yamim shayim shayim atzadik kayam. As long as he was alive, there was plenty of fire on the mizbeach. Mishahayu nosnin shnei gizrei etzim mishachris. They used to put the two logs of wood in the morning. That's all you needed to put there. That's the mitzvah. That's the minimum. They didn't have to put any more wood the rest of the day. The rest of the day it was done. It burned the whole day. Mishameshim not tzadik, tashash kocha shal maracha. After he died, though, the fire became weaker. The whole day they were putting wood. The whole day. Right? There was less bracha. Kol yom shemishim not tzadik kayam. Isa bracha mishulachash b'shi alechem alechem apanim. Or the shemishim not tzadik, the special carbonous mincha, the shi alechem, brought on Shavuos. The alechem apanim brought every Shabbos. Haya nofel kolechad ve'echad ad kezayis. Every Kohen. That's a lot of Kohanim. Every Kohen, maybe of the base of that Mishmar, would get a Kezayis. V'yesh ben shayochel misveim, and some ate and were fully satiated. V'yesh ben shayochel misir, and some, they couldn't even finish. They had to leave some over. Right? It was so delicious and such a bracha in those carbonous mincha. Mishameh shemenat tzadik, nitla bracha mishti alechem alechem apanim. Right? After shemenat tzadik, the bracha was taken out. V'yanofa l'kol echad ve'echad mehem ad kapun. And the Kohanim only got A pea size. They didn't get a kezias. And therefore, the tsunim just didn't take. They pulled back their hands. Right? I can't get too much. I can only get a pea size if I gargaron him, but the glions, they used to grab everything anyway. A big shaila in the Rishonim, and this appears in the Bavli and Daf Lamites also. What does that mean? Because it was only a pea, so the tsunim pulled back their hands. There is a big question. We know there is a concept of chatzi shir when it comes to isurim, right? That's the Gemara that comes up later on. Chatzi shir asur min haTorah, mutar min haTorah. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Chatzi shir is asur midaraisa, right? Even though I only get punished for eating a kezias of pig, of treif, of basar b'chalav, but even less than that is chatzi shir is asur min haTorah. It's an aveira. I just don't get punished. What about by mitzvahs? Is there any reason for me to eat a half a kezias of matzah if that's all I have? Is there any reason? Like, if it's not a chatzi shir, if you only have a lulav and you don't have an esrog, obviously that's not a chatzi shir. That's a chatzi mitzvah, right? That's nothing. But what if you have a mitzvah to eat matzah, you have a mitzvah to eat a karban? Anyway, is there an idea of chatzi shir when it comes to mitzvos? So that's a big discussion, but this is one of the sources, right? It says that they pulled back their hands. So why did they pull back their hands? So if you look in the Tosfos Yeshanim and Tosfos Arash and the Ritva here on Daf Lamites, says the Tosfos Arash, Dafka magio kapul, aval bekezayis lohoyim oshkin yidehem. If they each had gotten a kezayis, they wouldn't have refrained. Ki dima l'kai mitzvah zachila. They would want to fulfill the mitzvah. Aval kan lohoyim mitzvah zachila. Legamre. Whoa. Adds in that word. But yeah, there wasn't a complete mitzvah zachila because they wouldn't get a kezayis. Lohoyim usvein. Sounds like, what does that mean, legamre? There is some mitzvah, but it's not a full one. Right, not a full one. So that's the question is how to read this Tosfos Yeshanim. The lo boy kezayis lagamrei ala kezayis adif v'chashiva achila ulakulam right lo hayu yicholam v'chalik b'shave right. So therefore they couldn't split it up equally. But that's the Tosfos Yeshanim. If you look at the Maariv Chayis here on this Gemara, we mentioned this, I think, a couple of weeks ago. The Maariv Chayis discusses that he discussed this with the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer, he quotes, he brought a raya that there is an idea, or there is no idea. He says there is no idea. He quotes, the Chasam Sofer told him, de be'emes Efshar lomar b'chol achilas mitzvah. Imein kazayis ben matzo omar achayav lechol akapanem kol mashemotzi afilu pachas b'kashir. Maybe there is an idea of pachas b'kashir. You should. But the lechem apanim and karbonos in general are different. There's no mitzvah to eat the lechem apanim. There's a mitzvah that it shall be eaten. That it shall be eaten. Right? It's the chefza. And even if it's eaten by others, that's okay. So therefore, there's no mitzvah zagavra. If there's a mitzvah zagavra to eat something, then maybe even less than a kazayis, there's a mitzvah zagavra. But if the mitzvah is just shall be eaten, I'll let other people eat it. He says, and that's why they pulled back their hands, because it's the mitzvah is on the passive, it's on the chefsa, not on the gavra. The Beis Halevi says the same thing in the tshuva, but he says it with one exception, Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is a mitzvah on the gavra to eat a kazayis, not that it shall be eaten. Okay, let's continue. Maisa, this is a lot more, but we'll continue. Maisa, b'goin echad shebisi barnchin alo chalga v'chalga chaveiro. There was a Kohen that was a glutton that grabbed everybody's parts, pieces. V'hu ayinikra ben hapun arayom. He was called the son of the pea, right? Because he took it even when there was just a pea size. So he got that nickname. Hu shedavid amar elokai palteni miad rasha mechaf ma'avel v'chometz. Okay, it's a remez to that idea that Mefarshim talk about where you get that from. Tini, Arbam Shonaj Lochar Beis HaMikdash, Ein Nerma Ravi Kabaf. Already 40 years before the Churban, the Nerma Ravi went out. V'loshen Shal Zahoris Ma'adim. And the Loshen Shal the ribbon started getting red. V'goral Shal Shem Ola B'smol. Bad Simanim started within 40 years. V'yonol and Dalzah Zahechal Mi Be'erev. And they used to close the doors of the Hechal at night. U'mashkimin U'motzin Osam Pesuchim. And they came and they found them open. Right? As if to say, these doors are going to be opened. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai turns to the walls and says, Heichal, lamad mavaleini? What are you scaring us for? Yodin anot shesofcha licharif. We know you're going to be destroyed, but, you know, when it happens, it happens. You don't have to, like, cause this scaredness. Shenemar pesach levanon de lasecha, v'soch aleish barzecha. Okay, we know what's going to happen, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, please, you know what? You don't have to give us these simanim. Years before. Our bum shana Shimon Shimon HaTzadik is Yisrael Beguna Gadol. 40 years Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol. U'bishana Achrona Amar Lahen B'shana Zuani Meis. In his last year he says, I'm going to die. Amru Lo Lami Nimna. And they, we had earlier, how did he know? Because the Malach didn't walk him out. Amru Lo Lami Nimna Acharecha. So they said, who should we appoint in your stead? Amar Lahen Ari Nechunyin B'ni Lefnechem. Appoint Nechunyin. Nechunyin. Nechunyin was not his oldest son, according to some orders. He's the most appropriate. Halcha v'zino as Nechunyin. They did. They appointed Nechunyin. On other places, it's called Nechunya. The kina bo Shimon Achiv. His brother Shimon was jealous. Right? He was jealous. So what did he do? He wanted to play a trick on his brother. So he, Shimon, was in charge of the wardrobe. He used to get his brother dressed with the kuhuna gadola begatim. V'halach v'elbisho. One time he put it without his noticing. He put on feminine clothing and PJs, the bisho, unkala, the chagro tziltzel, some type of sash, basically big day kuhuna gadola. Amar lehem, and then the Shimon, who did this, went to tell the other kohanim, hey, look at what my brother is, look what he's wearing. Amar lehem, ru'u manadu la'uvaso, look what he promised to his beloved. He made up a story as if, you know, I'm sure he has some mistress somewhere, and he promised, I'm going to go to the avoda in this clothing. So he's wearing his mistress's avoda. Manader lahuvaso. Amar la, he probably said to her, L'kisha ashamish v'kuna gadola, elbash nikla shalayach. V'echkar b'tzilsa shalayach. I'm going to wear your sash, I'm going to wear it. And they checked. Batkos hadvarim v'lo matzu oso. And they, all of a sudden, they went to look for Nechunyin, and he had run away. Because he was so embarrassed, and he heard the story. Amru misham barach lahara melech, misham barach l'Alexandria. He ran all the way to Egypt. And what did he do there? He built a mizbeach there. V'yamad u'ban Hashem mizbeach, right? At the end of Menachos, we have the base chunyo, right? That's him. V'kar lav atapazak hazeh, he, according to this version, maybe he was l'shem shemayim. Maybe he read this pasuk in Tanakh and he thought, this is what I'm supposed to do. V'yam hu yem mizbeach l'Hashem, b'soch eretz Mitzrayim. So, but he was wrong. Meaning that's pasuk referring to the Mitzrayim, not referring to the Jews. But this is the story. So the Gemara ends off by saying, v'aridvaram kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer. Ma'im zeh shabarach ben asrara. We assume Nechunya, this was the first day that he was doing the job. When his brother. So he didn't even have the position. And re'u hech nachzor aleha l'basof. So you see how much he misunderstood, but he wanted to give karbanos so badly. He wanted to have that position. So you see what position could do to someone. Mishu nechnas v'yotzei alachas kama v'kama. If somebody already has a position and is removed from the position, just recognize what type of desire for kavod that would bring. Once somebody has a position, it's hard to not have that position anymore. That's one version of the story. Tanizu divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, different version. Loki, Elaminu as Shimon. No, they appointed Shimon. Maybe Nechunyan said it's okay. V'kine bo Nechunyan echam, and the same thing said. Nechunyan is the one that dressed up Shimon. V'alach v'bisho nikla v'chagor, it's also Amar l'hen rumah, not abuaso, same story. But then, according to this, at least one version, they found out what happened and they still blame Nechunyan. Oh, you dressed him up? Hach kan maisa, like the first one, but they found out. So again, Nechunyan ran away and he made that, and here it seems like he was more lahachis. He made that mizbeach in Mitzrayim. Vayitvaram kal vachomer. Ma'im mishalo nichnas l'sra ro heich heshi es Yisrael avodah zara. So here, he was never any position. And you see how he caused so many people to do avodah zara by building that mizbeach there. Mishu nichnas v'yotzei al achas kama v'kama. Someone who is nichnas v'yotzei, if he already has a position, then surely be very careful. Let's just read the Mishnah. Nikevesh osen lo mibnei abavliyim. They used to build a ramp. Because of the Bavliim, Shayim Atalshin Misara, when he used to go out to the Sir Lazazal, bring it out, the people used to say, get out of here already, get out of here. So they used to like pull his hair. Some say, was it the hair of the Kohen? Was it the hair of the animal? V'omrim lo tulvetziyasei, tulvetziyasei, just get out of here, because it's the symbol of our sins. So they used to build a ramp so that he wouldn't be able to be reached. Yakiri Yishlaim Ayamalav and Osvat Sukhari Shona, the respected individuals in Yishlaim used to accompany him to the first booth. They had booths along the way. Esther Sukhas Yishlaim Matsuk, Tishim Ris, the whole way they had 10 booths with 90 Ris, Shiva Umechsa Lechol Mil. So it's a mil of 7.5 Ris, so it's 12 mil altogether. I'll call Sukhav a Sukhah, Omrim Lo, by every Sukhah they say they offered him food. Hare Mazon, Hare Mayim. They'd offer him food, the Gemara is going to say, because as long as he knows he could have food, that calmed him down. They accompanied him, except until the cliff at the end. He went himself to the cliff. They stood from afar. Why didn't they build a booth like right at the end, towards the end? Because the Tosfos Yontif says, because it has to be called Eretz Gezeira, an uninhabited area. They have a little sukkah that's going to be inhabited. So that's why they didn't have a sukkah all the way at the end. Period. Gemara. We'll have to start with this next time.